Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Me'ila Daf Zayin. We are holding on Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Itmar, we are going to have a discussion related to the Mishnah we learned yesterday. We had a machlokes, a difference of opinion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. In a case where the basar, so the meat of the korban or the kodesh kadoshim, left the area, yoyte, left the premises, in which case it becomes pasul. And now, suppose it did come back, but it was already stamped as pasul material because of the yoyte status. Now he proceeds with the korban. He does the avodos. He does the zrika. Now the question is: this basar that had left the area, how much can it still associate itself with the korban? And the akrava procedure of the korban, can he still benefit? Can he still be impacted by the akrava, by the zrik of the dam? Or shall we say, he's already disengaged? He no longer identifies with the korban. He can't be considered having experienced the zrika of the korban. In which case, for instance, in the case of basar kodesh kadoshim, where the zrika deactivates the me'ila of the korban, it will not do the same for the yaitzeh material. Conversely, in the case of kodesh kalim, where the zrika is meant to endow the emurin with me'ila, to activate me'ila upon the emurin, it will not be able to do so, because these do not relate to the korban anymore, because of the psul yetzeh. So that was the subject of machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer, who says, no, the zrika of the korban cannot accommodate those materials, whereas Rabbi Akiva says it can. After all, it's still part of the same korban, and can take part in its experience. Itmar, Om Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yechanan conveyed a limitation in Rabbi Akiva. You should know, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva, when does Rabbi Akiva say Zrika of the carbon within the Azara? Mayelas Liyotza will accommodate that material which had left the area. Shalatza Mekhtasoy was speaking that only part of the Basra left the area. Aval Yotza Kulai Lai, but the entire Behema left the area and became possible Biyotze. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree in this case Zrika cannot address it. What's the difference between these two cases? Rashi says, look, if only part left, part remained behind, migos, since the zrika addresses the local material, so it expands over and addresses everything else as well. But not in the case where everything was stamped as yaitse. Avayotza kuloi, loy ama, Rabbi Akiva, he wouldn't say the same. Ama le Rabbi Asi. So he turned to Rabbi Yechanan. He says, how could you say that? That the zrika will not accommodate if it's entirely yaitzeh. Kvar lunduni chaveir shabagoylo. You know, back in Bavel, my colleagues had already taught me a brisa, which seems to say otherwise. It seems to say that you can address even a case where it's totally gone. We turn to the next amid. Machashvan ala abed ala sorof. So they're talking about pigle. First, not a machshava, I'm going to do it, I'm going to eat it, you know, in a week's time. Pigel. And what is he thinking about? Rashi explains he's doing the zrika, which is the last of the four avodos, with the intention to imakdir the fats on the mizbeach. Chusas man, the wrong time. And even though the material is not here, it's avud, it's lost, it's sarf, it's been burnt up. Mechashvan al avud al sarf. You can think about that too. By doing so, you have activated the peel status on the entire carbon, and if somebody eats from this bus or there's carrots, etc. How could you do that? Lost? Burnt? It's not here. How could you address that? How could you relate to that? It's like the case of Yatza Kulay, totally gone and totally nothing to think about in terms of proper carbon material. Here it's totally gone. They're not around. Afilo Hakhtan Mechashvin. Still, the Brisa says you can have Machshava on them. Machshava on those disappeared materials qualifies as a Machshava to generate Pigul. Likewise, says Rashi in our case, where the entire Basar left the area. So again, even though it did come back, that's not relevant. The fact that it's Pasul B'Yaitse, it's sort of disengaged, disqualified. And even if it's completely stamped as such, so there's nothing to latch on. Why wouldn't you be able to accommodate it? The fact is, the carbon can still relate to that. So again, Rabbi Yechana taught that Zrika can only help the Yotze if there's some material that's not Yotze. So there's that foothold of proper material, and that expands over to the other. And here he's saying, look, even something was totally gone. And likewise, if it's totally Yotze, there's no foothold, it should work. Ask the Gemara, really, Rav Asi conveyed this halacha that it works on Avodah Zarah v'umi amar Rav Asi hachi? Is that so that he related this halacha v'abayimnei? Rav Asi himself asked Rabbi Yochanan in a similar case, chishev l'nishpach in the machar mahu. Tosfos learns. So he was doing a zrika. And what do you have in mind? On the nishpachin. Nishpachin means that there's some blood that's spilled out of the kli onto the floor, which is pretty much going to get lost, going to go into the drain, right? You don't have to recollect it, and there's no halacha you have to. So basically, it's as good as lost. It's like ovid, like sarif. And he had in mind to take that material and vizorek it, tomorrow, the next day. So he's planning on feeding them as they ask something at the wrong time. That's classic pigle, but on which material? Material that's really on its way into the drain. Nishbach. Chishev l'nishbach and l'macha to do it tomorrow. What's that loch? Amalei, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera. Upon hearing this question posed by Rav Asi, he says, Kvar shonis lonu. You already taught us the Mishnah, where we learned that there's no pigle in this type of instance. Alol. Alol is a stiff tendon, a neck tendon, which Tosfos learns is not something which you typically eat, but you could technically eat it, but typically it's not. And the halacha is, it doesn't have a din of food regarding tumah. So what do you see from here? Tosfos learns that actually we learn that Allah also doesn't have people cannot manifest if the thought is about the Allah, because it's not something which is typically part of the edible portion of the experience. In any case, he says, look, once we see from there, from the halacha of Allah, that something which isn't typically eaten, something which isn't really considered food, machshava pil cannot relate to it. Alma, what do we see? Hi, this is alkim delaspe, mashasha, doesn't really have food value. Lo ikibo tuma, will not be a tuma carrier. Hani nishmachin nami, likewise. These spilled, bloods on the floor. Kibbut libud azik, since they're meant for destruction. Loi, the Bach adds the word loi, mahani machshava. Machshava people cannot relate to it. And certainly, in your case, when something is really lost, other than saraf, of course, people cannot relate to it. How could you suggest it would? No, so elodetani. And likewise, in the case of with the entire carbon was yaitse, left the area. it's like it's fully slated for destruction. You have to burn it. It's like it's non-existent, and the Zrika cannot address it, cannot accommodate it, and deactivate its Mila. As per Rabbi Yochanan's clarification. So now, we still have one thing to explain. That brisa right on top of the Amud, which says you can. It could be Machashav and Ovid and Sarav. How does that work? Ela Diktoni. Ala Ovid Ala Sarav. What about the brisa which says you could do Pigal on lost and burnt? Kashi. How do you explain that? Amarava. We're not speaking that it's already burnt, already destroyed at the time of Zrika. We're speaking that it's slated for burning, slated for destruction, slated for being lost. What happened was that he had a machshava. He was doing, you know, the Zrika with the machshava to feed the Imurin onto the Mizbeach tomorrow. Turns out, I never made it to tomorrow. It got lost, it got burnt in the interim. Tosfos learned he actually started that process. He said he threw it to a dog's mouth. So the dog's about to catch it and consume it. He threw it towards a fire. So in the current moment where the machshava was taking place, it was still in existence, but it was on the verge of being burnt or destroyed. That doesn't interfere with the pigal process, the fact that it's still there. In which case, pigal can take effect. Okay, so bottom line, although Rabbi Kiva does say that pigal, that the Zrika of the Kodesh Kedoshim within the Azara can accommodate, can impact the Basar that had been stamped with Psul Yaitid that had left the area, but, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's only if there's something that was still salvageable, something which had stayed behind. So it starts with that and expands. The Zrika will address this and expands over to the other material, but it's completely Yaitse. Zrika cannot accommodate it. And it turns out we have another example of such regarding Nishpachin, since it's Li'ibud, Mashava cannot. And likewise by Olal, regarding the Brisa, Odras Ola Sorev. Yeah, there it's not yet. It's just on its way. That's not a factor at play. Amra Pop. One more clarification on Rabbi Kiva's halacha. Why Amra Rabbi Kiva's Rika Melech Liyotzi? One Rabbi Kiva says Rika can address a Yotzi Elashiyotzi boss of the boss left the area. Yotza, the Bach adds a Yotza Dam, but let's say the issues with the Dam itself. Nah. So once he leaves, even if he's back in town, he's been stamped with Yotze status, he can't serve as Rika material. Aval Yotza Dam means Rika Melech Liyotzi. Tanam Yahweh finds him in the Brisa, Shechav Shtika. Suppose he's shechted properly. No issues, no declarations, no improper, you know, intentions. But the dam left the area. Even though it came back, but it was already stamped with Yaitse status. Zrik on the dam, the klum doesn't have any effect on the carbon. For instance, regarding Mi'ila, Bekachi Kadoshim, where Mi'ila has to be removed through the Zrika, no, it will not deactivate the Mi'ila in Alan Boy. Because I'm calling where the Zrika activates the Mi'ila, well, in this case, it won't in Alan Boy. I'm Rav Akiva, Lamazet Daimut. Rav Akiva, in presenting his position to Rabbi Eliezer, presented a metaphor, Marshall. He says it's comparable to some case. What's that case? So he speaks about a fellow who had a chatas, which got lost. He set aside another one as a backup. He discovered the first one. He has both standing. He did shchita on both. Now, one of them is inevitably going to be apostle. It's left over. It's called Moser Chatas. And he does Zrika only on one, right? The halacha is that. So he tells Rabbi Eliezer, wouldn't you agree with me that the Zrika of the first one will accommodate the second one with respect to removing its Mila status? Because they're, after all, they're one package, they're related, so once you did Zrika on one, it's as though you did Zrika on the other, and the Me'ilah is removed. But hold it, that second one is not possible. How can Zrika accommodate something which is possible? It does. So if it can do it on its colleague, on its teammate, certainly would you agree it could do it on its own material? So if the Basra was Yaitse, of course, Zrika of this carbon can accommodate it. That was Rabbi Akiva's correlation. Amar Belazar, one more clarification. Amar Rabbi Akiva Vas Achas. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva's rule only works when he shechted both karbonos chatos at once. So whether he's using a long knife, did one both together with one swoop, or took a ham simultaneously, then Rabbi Akiva held that it's one happy family, it's one package, it's one entity. It's like one goof. And the Zrika on one can accommodate the other. Aval bazachar zeh, but suppose they were done sequentially. First he shechted this and then that one. Loi, it will not work. Because, as Rashi explains, as soon as he shechts the first one, the second one is labeled as a reject. It's moisar chatas. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that the Zrika of the first one cannot address it. When I visited the town of Krapani, the Anizok and Echad, this elder met me, and he says to me, is it true? According to Rabbi Akiva, if the carbon left the area, became possible, Yoitse, the Zrika can accommodate it. Amarli, Omer Hayar Rabbi Akiva, Zrika Melch Yoitse, Martelo, yeah, hein, right on, yeah. Kshabasi, Veritzesi, Dvar Fnei Chavera Shibagolo. And Rabbi Shimon relates that when I went and presented Rabbi Akiva's opinion to my colleagues in the Galil, they were also surprised. Amr li, halay pasalu. Look, the carbon's pasal. Heich marat ala pasal. How can the Zrika address pasal? Okay, so I went back to the source, to Rabbi Akiva himself. Can you imagine living in the time of Rabbi Akiva, coming back and says, you know, can you please clarify your position? There's opposition. Yeah, so you went back to Rabbi Akiva. Bossi, the Bach says, oh, Shabossi, Bertzesis, Adorim, Tere, Rekiva, represented all these arguments of Rekiva. Amarli says, my dear son, let me explain to you. You're going to agree as well. Look, Amarli, so instead of just promoting his position, he says, I want you yourself to come to that understanding. Amarli, Bini, my son, Iyata, Imerkain, wouldn't you agree that it is so? That Zrika at times can address even something which is possible. I'm bringing the raya from the double chatas, like we had in the Mishnah. Very mafresh chatas, avdi al chatas. Disappeared. Vefer shacheres tachter. Yet another one instead. Rachkum se v'shein. Then he found the first one. Shtein oimis. They're both standing. Me'al m'shtein. At this point, kotcha kadoshim. Pre-zrika. There's me'il. He proceeds. V'shachat shtein. Shechts both. V'aridon munach b'koisis. And both bloods are sitting in containers. Me'al m'shtein. There's still me'il. Okay, until the zrika. Return to the base. Nizrak. Dam shlechem hem, there's a zrika on the blood of one. Wouldn't you agree? Both are considered one entity, and it will remove the mila from both. Yeah, to Maida, wouldn't you agree? Shekashem, shadav apayta es psarom na mila, just like the dam of number one. Let's call it number one. Will exempt its own basa from mila. Will deactivate the mila from itself. Af yifter psachar betem mila would also accommodate and remove and deactivate the mila from the number two, and if it works there, imitzel basar chavetim mila, if it removed, if it absolved a basar of number two from meila, ava bishul pasul, even though technically it's pasul, because now moisar chatas, leftovers from chatas, it's not really an active carbon, kashur carbon. Dinu, wouldn't you agree? Of course, yatzel psara, the zrika of a carbon can accommodate its own basar despite the psul yaitse present. So, Rekiva explained this position, and he related to a fellow who did Shechita on the double chatas at once. That was his point as well. Shechatan, but he meant Shechatan, Shechatan Shneim, he meant Vasachas, at once. And since the Shechita occurred together, they're sort of bound together, combined, they're mitzurv into one entity, and Zrika, whichever one, could impact the entire package, including the one that's possible. But, however, if the Shechita took place separately, even Rekiva would not consider them as one entity, as one goof, to have the Zrika from one accommodate the other. And Rish Lakish was not really pleased with that distinction. He says, look, if it's one, it's one. If it's two, it's two. What's the difference? How the Shechita occurred. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishumi Kosrav Yeshia, Tshuva Genuva. So he responded with a little of a trite expression, a stolen answer, a misleading, so to speak, response. Hey Shiva, Rabbi Kiva responded, Lo Yisrael Talmud, to that student. Because he implied that when it's shechted together, that turns it into one package. But if it's shechted separately, it doesn't. What's the difference? What is the difference? The fact is, we have a double chatas. It's like one goof. It's like one entity. Inseparable. He says, the kivin the basel who. The fact is that as soon as he's done the Yizrika, and one the other one's possible, it's a leftover. So basically, it's not really fit for our krov. And still, Rabbi Kiva maintains that it can be part of the Yizrika experience of the other one. Apparently, because he considers like one guf. Rashi says guf echad. It's one, like one body, like one entity. Irrespective, it should not really be linked to the question of how the Shechita took place. That shouldn't really impact this line of thought. You're giving the pasul. Malibavas achas. Malibavas achas. What difference does it make if you shechted them both together or separately? Amalei Rabbi Yechon Rishlagish, not so quick. Of course it makes a difference. Even you would agree that should be a factor at play. I'll even prove it to you from a third example, from a double asham, instead of a double chata, a double asham. He says, "Va'ata yata mekan." You don't agree with that distinction between shechting together, which turns it into one, and otherwise it's merely two. Ilu hifresh de ashamas lachrais. Imagine he had two animals for a carbon asham, just in case, right? So very similar to the chata story. You had a double asham, only can use one. V'shechad hashnein, it shechita on both. And in this case, even if you shecht them together, it's not really going to help. Tosis explains why. So in that case, it was a double shechita. He has both available for the rest of the hakrava. Now, typically what you do is the four steps, shechita, kabbalah, etc., right? Or it is rika, followed by haktaras emurin, where you take the fats and put it on the mizbeach. Suppose he did that first. First he placed the emurin, the fats, in the mizbeach. What happens now? Halach is, even if the Emurim were delivered to the Mizbeach out of sequence, before the Zrika, you leave them there. Because it becomes absorbed into the Mizbeach environment, it becomes Lachmish of Mizbeach, the feet of the Mizbeach, you leave it there. That's the standard halacha in this type of instance. But here, it's a little bit more complex. Because the kadam vehele imurin shel echad mehem, he took the imurin of, let's call it B, right? There's A and B. He took it from Asham B, placed it on the Mizbeach, before Zrika. Vehele imurin shel echad mehem, kadam Zrika. And then he proceeded with the Zrika, not on B, on A. Okay, so again he had a double Asham, shechted both. Took the imurin of B, put on the Mizbeach before Zrika, and then he proceeded not with Zrika on B, which would ensure that we keep the Emurin on Mizbeach because of Lach Mishal Mizbeach. He did Zrika on its colleague, on A. Question is, what happens to the Emurin of his colleague now? Yeah, tell me, wouldn't you agree, Shem, all the years, even though it was placed on the Mizbeach, you remove it? That seems to be a given. Tesis explains, because to turn into Lachmish and Mizbeach, to Mizbeach material, we all agree that the Azrika of the first one cannot help it. And even if they shechted them both together, it's not going to work for that purpose. And the question is, according to you, why? According to you, when you have a double situation, it's like one and the same entity. For instance, in the case of the double chatas, even if there was no simultaneous shechita, it's one guf, it's one entity. So likewise, in our case, in the case of double asham, it's one package. They're both serving the same purpose, the same function. Here too, it should be considered like one and the same carbon. And if it's really one and the same carbon, we know that if the Yimurim were placed before Zrika, then followed by Zrika, you just leave it there. If it's really one entity, why do you take it down? In general, the Yimurim of the carbon, Shehelon, which were transported up to the Mizbeach, Lefnei Zrika's Dam, after which Zrika was done, so it was out of order, Lo Yerdu, they don't come off. Nasa Lachma, it becomes Lachma Mizbeach. So that proves to us, to both of us, it's not just a simple premise, Guf Echa, that it's one entity. It's not necessarily so. We find by the Asham it doesn't work. So even by the Chalas, where we are, Rekiva is allowing this Rika of the first one to come to the other. That's only in a very specific case where it was shechted together. It went through the same akrava simultaneously. It became one process. Ishtik, he remained silent. Rish Lakish. Initially, he had challenged this distinction between simultaneous versus sequential shechita, and now he accepted Rabbi Yechanan's clarification. Oh, Rabbi Yechanan, oh! I'm glad we achieved clarity. Katzatz tinun. I removed Libragloi, the leg is the nuka of the young one, or Shlokesh was younger than him too. Basically, I got my point across. Okay, so in conclusion, Yaitse material cannot be accommodated by the Zrika of the carbon inside. Rabbi Leza says no, Rabbi Kiva says yes. We have several conditions. It's only provided that some material had never left. So we have that foothold of kasha material on which the Zrika can that take effect, and by expansion it extends to the rest. It only works when the basar was yaitze, but if the dam was yaitze, Zrika cannot be applied to that dam. Rekiva's correlation to the case of double chatas is explained as relating to where the shechita took place together, bas achas, that makes it into one entity. And Zrika of one can accommodate the other. Says the Mishnah, Ma'asei Domim, the activity taking place with the dam, the blood of the carbon, Rashi explains, it's an expression for Zrika. So the Zrika experience, how does it impact a carbon? Well, it depends which carbon. It can go in two opposite directions, the Zrika. You see, by Kachi Kadashim, there is Mi'ila present until the Zrika. So the Zrika, in effect, removes the Mi'ila from the Basa, which is now available for the Kehanim to eat, but maintains the Mi'ila on the Imurim, which is meant for the Mizbeach, L'Kachi Hashem. It also activates a Pigal status, which only gets implemented by the Zrika. Noisar, at this point on, if there's Noisar, it becomes Noisar material, if one eats it. This Kar Tamei, at this point, the Tamei, Allah applies as well. When it's Tamei, he eats the material, it's Kar. So, regarding Kachi Kachim, the Zrika can, in a way, be machmer, can add stringent scenes, it could also deactivate certain halachas, like Mi'ila. By Kachim Kalim, it's just Chumra, because Kachim Kalim do not have Mi'ila until the Zrika, which activates Mi'ila on the Imur, and so the Zrika just adds Chumra, it adds that, it adds Pigul Neisar Tami status as well. So the mission is sort of going to present us like with a riddle formula. Ma'ase damim dizrika bekacha kadashim, there, lahakal ulahachmer, can make leniencies or stringencies. Of a kachim kalim, it's kulu, completely stringencies. Lahachmer ketzad, let's play it out. Kacha kadashim. Lefnei, before dizrika's damim, me'alan, be'mirayim mebasa, dizmilan, the entire entity. But lahachas rikas damim, me'alan be'mirayim, dizmilan, maintain on the imurim, because kacha Hashem is meant for mizbech, but there's no mi'ilan the basa, which is meant for the kayan, ve'in me'alan be'basa. Now it sounds like there's no mi'ilan, you can't eat it, which is going to be the Gemara's kasha. Because of course you could eat it, right? Al-Zam, both parts, on the basa and the imurim, from the Zrika onward, chayav, there's a potential for liability, mishon pikol, nice of a tummy. Nimsa, turns out, ma'aseh damim, the Zrika, b'kachay kadoshim, can have a double effect. L'hakel, regarding deactivating Mi'ilah from the Basar. L'hachmir, regarding adding stringencies as well. Namely, the Pigul Nais of Atami status that gets activated going forward. B'kachem Kalam, however, Kulan L'hachmir, the Zrika is just being machmir. Ketzad, Kachem Kalam, Lifnei, before Zrika's Dam, Ein Mi'ilah, L'bimur, L'bimur, there's no Mi'ilah at all present. But L'achaz Zrika's Dam, which separates, so to speak, it designates the parts for the Mizbeach from the rest of the carbon, this point it activates Milando, so Me'alan Be'mur, Be'im, but there's no Me'ilah, Me'alan Be'basar, but again, it sounds like you shouldn't eat it, there's no Me'ilah, but it's still Asr, which is going to be a Kasha discussed in the Gemara. Alzev Azel, on both parts of the carbon, Chayev and Olav, from Zrika onward, Yerchayev on it, Mishim Pigal Noisiv Ratam. Nimtza, turns out, Masi Dam in the Zrika activity, Bekachim Kalim, Kulon Ahach. Ketani in Me'alan Be'basar. Let's move on to the case of Kachik Adash after Zrika. There's no longer Mi'ilah on the Basar. It sounds like there's no Mi'ilah, but you shouldn't eat it. Mi'ilah, who the lacka, ha'isur, ikav. I'm like, wow, what's wrong? I'm a man of the kayin. No, it's meant for the kayin to eat. It's fully permissible. Like, Hasha, the answer is it's just an expression. It's not really an accurate. It's just sort of matching, contrasting, because on account of saying that before Zrika, there is Mi'ilah. Contrast to after Zrika, there is no Mi'ilah. Of course, it's more than just no Mi'ilah. It's mutter as well, Mishamdi. Like Hashem, Shem the Nasav Reisha, because we began by saying, well, pre-Zrika, Mayalan, there is Mi'ilah, so Nasav Seifa, so it concludes with the contrast, post-Zrika, Ein Mayalan, but of course it's more than just no Mi'ilah, it's Mutter as well. But let's proceed with the Seifa, Amos Seifa. We have a similar Kasha, which we can't really answer this way, because there's no contrast there. Bekachem Kalim, Kula Lachmah, the Zrika is completely Lachmah Ketzah, for instance, Basa Kachem Kalim. So before Zrika, Fezrika Stamim, Ein Mayalan Behem, Umimirim, there's no Mi'ilah yet. Likewise, it's not open to pigul noisir v'tamim. Ben chayav alim shem pigul noisir v'tamim. Lachas rikas damim. However, if there's rika, it activates milah on the emurin. Okay, ma'alim b'murin, but not on the basar. Ve'im ma'alim b'basar. It sounds like, although there's no milah, but it's aser. So before rika, there's no milah, and if there's rika, there's no milah. It sounds like it's forbidden. Milah de leka ha'isur rika. So there's no Mi'ilah, ha'yisur ika. There is an Issa, why am I? And here there's no contrast because both sides of the, both parts of the sentence relate to no Mi'ilah. Before Zrika, there's no Mi'ilah, after Zrika, there's no Mi'ilah. So why did you use that language? You could have said it's mutter. It's the Bailam's material, it's shlamim to eat. Of course, in a regular situation, you can eat it. The reason why in this case it's Aser, because we're talking about that unique case of Yaitse. Rechanina la Yaitsin. Rabbi Kivihi. So Rabbi Chanina, we're talking about where the Basar had left the area, was stamped as Yaitse. Rabbi Kivihi, we're going like Rabbi Kivihi's Shita, that the Zrika can still accommodate that Yaitse, but yeah, only regarding removing the Mi'ilah, but you can't eat it. It's puzzle of carbon material which has to be burnt. Kiyam Rabbi Kivihi's Zrika, Mel's la Yaitse. When Rabbi Kivihi says Zrika can accommodate the Yaitse? That's only regarding removing Mi'ilah, the Sreifa. So you remove the Mi'ilah, it's considered standard kachim material, which is pasul, slated for burning. You have a lachila? With lemaratza, of course, it doesn't accommodate it regarding making it permissible for achila. Hence, the implication in the Mishnah that although there's no Mi'ilah, but there's no heter for achila. Hadran lach kachikadash. Okay, all the best to you, and hatzlocha, Rabbah.